This is URN. The Pulse Breakdown.
Hello everyone and welcome to The Pulse on URN. I'm David and today I'm joined by Beth, Benedict, Emily, Shona and our producer Joe. It's nice to see you for once. The first story today is from Shona, who's going to tell us about a story which has been spoken about, but there's been a bit of a recent development.
So in September, a Texan teenager named Ahmed Mohammed was accused of bringing a bomb into school when he had in fact made a clock at home and wanted to show it to his teachers. The said teacher jumped to the conclusion that it was a bomb solely due to his Sudanese heritage and Muslim identity. The school called the police in and they took him into custody. But he was later cleared of all charges. And he is now asking for $15 million in compensation over the incident. He was cleared of all charges as the truth came to light, but made international headlines in the process. The internet met the story with support, with Obama tweeting about his cool clock, and he was invited to a science evening at the White House. And the aspirational 14-year-old made clear his interest in pursuing his science studies and was offered a full scholarship to Qatar Foundation for Education, Science and Community. Furthermore, he appeared on Time Magazine's 30 Most Influential Teens of 2015. However, Ahmed and his father have reiterated that he was a victim of Islamophobia and that the incident did lead him to receive threatening emails, which led him to fear his life and cause severe psychological trauma. The family's lawyers put out a statement today saying Irving police officials immediately determined that the clock was harmless. The only reason for the overreaction was that the responsible adults involved irrationally assumed that Ahmed was dangerous because of his race, national origin and religion. So he's asking for $10 million from Irving City and $5 million from the Independent School District and a written apology because of his public mistreatment and the scars that remain. So do you think that the compensation he's asking for is reasonable in this case?
The compensation of an apology is certainly not unreasonable in my mind, and he you know deserves an apology because he was falsely accused of something that he didn't do. However, I think anyone who's actually looked at what he brought into school could definitely not argue that suspicions could easily have been raised. And yes, maybe they were acted upon because of his heritage, which is of course terrible, but that had it have been anyone else and they'd have brought this in and they'd have been subject to the same treatment, then he deserves no compensation whatsoever because he's been treated like anyone else.
I think maybe some compensation, but $15 million is quite a lot of money. And yeah, I mean, obviously the teacher did overreact in the incident, but I would argue it was a case of Islamophobia.
I do agree, but I think the picture of the homemade clock, it does look so much like a bomb. Like, I know I've never seen a bomb in real life, but you watch James Bond, you watch things like 24, it looks exactly like a bomb that you would see in the media, in a TV show or a film like that, and I kind of do. Obviously, the teacher jumped to the wrong conclusions purely based on skin colour, which is horrific, but you can see how she did. It does look so much like my idea of what a bomb looks like.
Well, firstly, it is alleged that the teacher jumped to the conclusion based on skin colour. I should make that clear. Yeah. But secondly, that his we do know that his friends and fellow responsible adults did suggest that he'd not bring it into school because it doesn't really look like a clock. So whether it is a case of actual racism and Islamophobia, I think you could argue that, but I actually don't think it is, for what it's worth.
Yeah, maybe, having seen that picture. it doesn't, you know, clock isn't the first thing that comes to mind.
I think it's just something that's been blown way out of proportion, and the amount of money that he's asking for, I'm not too sure exactly what he's going to gain from, you know, having that. I think the apology is going to have way more of an effect and mean more to him than
And also
money
he's
would.
Made quite a lot of that out of this. Like, he's made probably a lot of money from international media, Obama, like, awareness, and he got a full scholarship to Qatar, and I mean, he's got quite a lot out of this whole story.
Yeah, he's complaining about the very public nature that he's been treated in, but by bringing this up again, like, a couple of months later, his family are the ones reigniting it.
Is there not an issue of people, like, copycatting this then? And people, you know, it could be used. People have done worse things and tried to claim compensation and from other, again, because, again, as you said, it just looks... you know, you could, oh, it's just a clock. But again, it would spur, you know, suspicion. Like, could this not be... And now he's got so much from it. Could people, like, replicate this and, like, try and do the same thing?
I'd like to honestly challenge anyone who hasn't seen the image to look at it and tell me that they genuinely... They can comment in if they genuinely thought instantly, that's a clock. Because whilst there is a display unit, clearly where there would be a time of some sort, the first idea that pops into your mind when you see... open wires and a suitcase and a timer surely isn't, oh, that's counting the time or counting up.
Yeah, and also it's not a great clock if you have to carry it around in a suitcase as well. You know, it is ridiculous.
You could have refined the product a bit.
Yeah, exactly. And so actually his family and friends told him not to bring it in. Just for, again, was it because of these suspicions or just because it looked rubbish, basically? Don't want to be harsh on the kid.
No, they didn't want him to embarrass himself.
Really?
No. I could believe make a clock, though. So.
I mean, I think it's important to remember that, although the story has been blown out of proportion, in my opinion, the letter that the lawyer sent claims that not only has he been suffering mental abuse, which we've all commented on, he's also suffered physical anguish, and that adds a more serious tone to it. And I know that he received... the scholarship from Qatar, but not only did he move, but his whole family moved there. And you get the sense that while it was an amazing opportunity for him to move to the Qatar Foundation for Education, Science and Community Development, perhaps they were eager to get out of Texas because of the abuse they were suffering.
I'm not entirely sure that the idea that is anything other than, again, did they need to move or did they feel that they were not safe? Which is not necessarily saying that they didn't feel the need to, because you'd think that perhaps, what they're really saying is that we don't feel safe here. We've been looking, not suggesting that they engineered the situation themselves, but we're thinking of a reason to go, and now we've got one. We just never had one before, because it strikes also the place they went to. They could have gone to a lot of places. They could have gone to a lot of places that would have probably been a lot more receptive of science, technology, engineering and mathematics students. Qatar is not the first that pops up to mind. It does strike that they've already received a lot financially from this, and again, not to suggest that they engineered it, not to suggest that it's anything other than genuine outpouring of humanity towards this, towards the affected, you know, student. Is it genuinely that he has suffered enough that he needs to claim compensation, or does the law need to fulfil its role and arrest the people who've been making threats and who've been breaking the law, and him to receive an apology for the unlawful treatment that he received?
Yeah, I think that's probably what it is. But also, I mean, what will money do at this point? And bringing it back into the national headlight, he'll probably receive, you know, more abuse online. That's what he was getting at the time.
I think he probably just feels that, you know, he's only 14 years old. What 14-year-old needs to be getting all these hate emails? It is not normal and it's not fair. So I can understand why he's, you know, want the compensation that he can get.
This is URN. The Pulse Breakdown.